Building and maintaining trails is part of Petersburg Indian Association's long-term transportation plan. It helps secure employment for tribal members. The proposed trail in question would have linked Odin Street to Haugen Drive. It would have connected Severson and Lumber Street neighborhoods to the post office by bypassing the downtown area.
We have found that it is not possible at this time.
That's Susan Harai, the engineer and land surveyor for PIA. She was speaking at the last Borough Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. She told the commission that after taking in the details of the land where the trail would go, it became clear that there were problems. Mainly, that the airport boundary comes up behind the borough's shop on 2nd Street.
It's so close that there's not enough distance. The trail would actually be running along the edge of the shop there.
That is, unless PIA could get a 200-foot easement on the airport boundary.
If we did get an easement from the airport and could move it far away from existing residences, then it would be something I think would be very beneficial to people on the other side of town. But at this point, that is not a possibility. I mean, we have to pursue that with the state of Alaska.
Harai said when she walked the proposed trail, it was too close not only to the borough shop, but also residences. And that was a sticking point for some opponents of the trail. Aaron Phillips wrote a letter to the borough opposing the trail because it would go along his property that he plans to build on. He said he would lose privacy and safety if the trail was built. Alice and Thomas Kumps live on the end of Noceum Street.
We do see a lot of foot traffic late at night, early in the morning, that we don't like to see. And so that's just a concern for us that we might see more of it.
The foot traffic concern was echoed by resident Denise Laux. But commissioners also heard from residents who supported PIA building the trail. Here's Catherine Snyder.
I'm very supportive of having trails built among our neighborhood roads to open opportunities for families, kids, older people to walk safely. This, to me, makes sense to build this trail, assuming there's support from the people in the neighborhoods.
Speaking to the commission by phone, Melina Marvin said her neighbors on Lumber Street have supported a trail in the area for a long time, even before PIA proposed one.
There's so many of us who've been wanting that for so long that was wondering if we could continue discussion of that in some way and look for some problem solving there.
Harai asked the public to consider a smaller trail as an alternative, 1,400 feet long, that would run from Noceum to Queen Street. PIA is proposing it as a raised boardwalk over Muskeg through an undeveloped right-of-way.
Why that would be nice is the people from the subdivision could walk that boardwalk to Noceum, and they could make a nice little circle there back to their subdivision, walking their dogs for recreation purposes or whatever.
She said building a raised trail is an easier process than a gravel one. There's less permitting, and the borough wouldn't be required by the Army Corps of Engineers to dedicate other wetlands that would be displaced if the trail was gravel. The Planning and Zoning Commission listened to the testimony. A motion to recommend the shorter trail to the borough assembly failed to pass. Commissioners said they wanted to keep the dialogue of a longer trail open and get more public comment on the shorter one. Harai also brought up the idea of a totally separate trail near Mountain View Manor, a retirement home adjacent to the Hammer and Wecon grocery store. She said the trail would connect the Mountain View Manor area to the new Hungry Point Trail loop PIA is building now.
At the top of the hill, you can see directly where Mountain View Manor is. The trail is about 1,400 feet, and it would tie into where the gravel trail ties into Joa. So there's already a trail that terminates there. The advantage of this would be if you were in a wheelchair or a walker, you could go down that trail, and at the top of the knob there, you can see Frederick Sound. It's a beautiful, beautiful view.
The Planning and Zoning Commissioners were open to the idea. Liz Cabrera, Community Development Director for the borough, said they would mail out notices to nearby neighbors of the proposed trail. A public hearing on the issue was set for the commission's next meeting, November 22nd at 4:30 p.m. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.